all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Friend of the show, Titans Radio Zone, Dave McGinnis. You can hear him on 1.5 The Zone and Titans Radio affiliates near you. Coach Mack, how's life treating you guys up there in Las Vegas, man?
Yeah, you know what? Everything is going good, brother. We're sitting here at 5-0, and again, still got a lot of work to do to get this team exactly where Mike Vrabel wants it. But when you can work on things and try to improve on things and adjust what you're doing and still be able to win ball games, it's a big plus. There's a lot of excitement here in Nash Vegas around the Tennessee Titans. Everybody is really anticipating this game coming up this week that I know that we're going to talk about, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but things are going good. Hopefully we can all stay safe and healthy and continue to play good football.
I was going to ask you, Coach, how was you and your family throughout the pandemic? I know it kind of hit Nashville pretty good there for a while. They say I'm here in Atlanta. So how was you and your family through this whole pandemic? I haven't left town since March myself, Coach.
Yeah, well, everybody's doing good. I mean, you have to stay safe and you have to be sure and follow all of the protocols. But, National Football League teams are like everybody else, in our society and really around the world. You just have to be very, very diligent. The National Football League has done a great job of putting a lot of protocols in place to keep everybody safe and healthy. And hopefully we can all continue on that path.
Most definitely, Coach. In last week's game against the Texans, Coach, I watched on NFL Red Zone a little bit there, man. And I'll tell you what, Derrick Henry's amazing, Coach. He's just an amazing beast, man. He's just a heck of a player. Have you seen a running back as explosive as he is in your time in the NFL? He can just make so many plays the way he does every night for the Titans on the field there, Coach.
Well, I mean, there's a difference. He's a different style of back. I mean, you know, when I was here coaching when CJ2K, Chris Johnson, was here. And Chris, of course, was an extremely, extremely fast back. But he was a little more instant explosive. And, of course, clearly he did not have the size. The thing that makes Henry, you know, and I've been around a lot of good ones in the league. I've been on the team with Walter Payton. I've coached on the team with Emmitt Smith. You know, I've been around some great running backs, you know, personally. But just watching, you know, watching Derrick Henry and seeing what he is, the thing that makes him so unusual is he's a real high cut back. He's a long back, but he's a powerful back. He's a good same foot, same shoulder back. He can run between the tackles very well. But when he gets unwound, I mean, he can run. And we saw that in that 94-yard run that he just had last week. Once he gets out and starts getting stressed out, DBs are not going to catch him. That's very unusual.
You got that right, and they don't want to tackle me, the coach, because I saw Josh Norman on Tuesday nights, the Bills, Coach. You know, he kind of owned him like he was a child almost. DBs have to go low with Derrick Henry, but he can kind of run through those low tackles as well and still keep on trucking along and still go to the house like he does all the time anyway, Coach.
Yeah, well, his stiff arm is a real weapon. You know, as I said, when I was on the Bears team, Walter Payton used to have a real strong, deadly stiff arm. Derrick Henry's stiff arm is very organic. You know, he's done it ever since he's been running the ball, going clear back to his middle school days. But the thing that he was able to do, you know, you talk about that high stiff arm where he put it right in Norman's chest the week before. Last week, you know, Reed, the safety, came in on him on that 94-yard run and went low to try to cut him. And Derrick Henry just very easily and organically adjusted his stiff arm from high to low, pushed him by, and then, you know, hit the afterburners and was in the end zone pretty quick. So he's a real natural runner with that stiff arm. That stiff arm is something they have to be alert and ready for. You know, so again, it's just another weapon in his arsenal that, you know, along this offensive line's been doing a really good job of being able to crease people. People are putting eight people in the box on him, you know, constantly. He had the number one yards per carry last year with eight or more people in the box, you know, for the entire league. And this year, that's all he's done, you know, for the five ball games. People have been stacking the box. They have come into the ball game determined not to let Derrick Henry beat them. And up until last week, really, they had done a decent job. Now, he'd still been getting his yards, but they weren't coming in big chunks. Last week, you know, all of a sudden, you know, all you have to do if you put a lot of people up there in the box is miss a gap or two, and all of a sudden you got a big man running in the open spaces on you.
And Ryan Tannehill, Coach, is really doing a great job beating that eight-man stack boxes, those one-on-one coverage, A.J. Brown out there, getting those guys involved as well. All the weapons you guys have in the receiving core as well. I saw A.J. Brown, Johnny Smith, and Guy Pruitt coming back as well. All those guys, weapons the Titans have, Coach. So if you stack the boxes, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill is playing such great ball, he can beat you as accurate throws as well over the top if you want to stop Derrick.
Well, that's what you have to do. And you know, the run game is so big for the Titans that the play action has to work. And as you said, they put eight people up there, then you're going to have one-on-one single coverage. If people are going to play single high safety against them to get eight people down there in the box, then the receivers, and they've got a lot of weapons they can work with. And Ryan Tannehill, you know, in the last several weeks has distributed the ball during the game to double-digit receivers. And so he's got, you know, Arthur Smith has designed a really, really nice system that they use. They tailor every week to what the matchups will be. But once the players, he requires the players, once there's an eight-man front, they have to be able to beat man coverage, because that's what you're going to get when you've got eight people in the box.
Out there, right, Coach? And this week, you know, is strengthening the run defense of Pittsburgh versus with Keith Butler versus the Titans running game with Derrick Henry. And so, Coach, you know, the 3-4 is like, you know, it's like doing EE up those gaps, right? And then you want to run blitz in there and stop Derrick Henry. But Pittsburgh defense is another level than Houston's is, of course. So, how do you think this match is going to be with Keith Butler's defense versus Arthur Smith's offense? Because I know it's going to be a great battle for me to see what goes on the field there on Sunday.
Yeah, well, this is strength against strength. And what, you know, I've known Keith for a long time in my 35 years in the league. And Keith does a really good job, and he blitzes a lot. He blitzes second most of any defensive coordinator in the league. Chicago blitzes the most right now. And so what Keith does, he'll be bringing five and sometimes six, you know, and especially early, as you said, you brought in the run blitz part of it. He brings his safeties in, you know, to run blitz quite a bit. His defensive front is very solid. He's got two great edge setters in Watt and Dupree, you know, on the edge. It's a big loss for them losing Devin Bush last week on the inside, because he was really a really fast inside linebacker that when they stack the line of scrimmage, they use him as an eraser, you know, to the edges. But he's going to blitz a lot, so you've got to be able to handle the pressure. You've got to be able to handle the pressure. You've got to be able to know that it's coming. You know, we lost Taylor Lewan last week to an ACL, and so Ty Sambreo, who has played, you know, quite a bit in this league and has played quite a bit for Taylor, you know, during the course of this season. Taylor's been nicked up before we lost him to the ACL last week. He's been nicked up in some other games, so Ty has had some experience in their playing. But Arthur Smith, with his game plan this week, is going to have to handle that blitz. And there's different ways that you can do it with protections. And so he's going to have to match that up very well.
And Coach, the real key for Ryan Tannehill to really kind of look at the coverage and say, hey, do we slide to the left or we stay neutral or go to the right? Because it's going to be really key to those calls at the line, because, you know, Keith disguised those blitzes where they're coming from. So we're kind of like Wink Martindale does with the Ravens. So you just never know where they're coming from. It might show you strong side, but coming on the weak side and then blitz you. So he's really had to really, really be key to knowing, hey, this is really what it is. We're going to slide it this way rather than going that way this time.
Yeah, pre-snap recognition is really going to be big. And the other thing is when you are communicating pre-snap recognition as you get to the line of scrimmage, you know, before you decide what you're finally going to call. Everybody has to communicate very, very well, because that has to start. It starts on the inside with the center and the quarterback, and then it emanates out to everybody else, and it has to go clear out to your wide receivers as to whether they've got to adjust their splits or whether they've got to come over to another side, you know, of the formation. All of that stuff has to be communicated pre-snap, and it starts with the quarterback and the center being able to identify what they believe the pressure looks are.
And, Coach, on Pittsburgh's offense, this Claypool kid is taking off last week, Coach, and all this Notre Dame kid, man. He's running reverses, catching passes for touchdowns, along with Juju Smith-Schuster as well, and James Washington also, Snell and Connor. So talk about the Pittsburgh offense versus the Titan defense and Mike Vrabel and those guys.
Well, yeah, Chase Claypool has been a really nice addition to them. You know, second round pick out of Notre Dame. I mean, when he was at Notre Dame, people were wondering whether he would be an H-back, because he's about 10, 12 pounds heavier when he was playing at Notre Dame. Showed up at the combine, had lost those 10 or 12 pounds, had slicked up really good, you know, had a 40-inch vertical jump there at the combine, ran 4.42. And so all of a sudden now you've got a big combat catcher that can run. He's a matchup problem. He really is. You know, and plus they still got Juju, and they still have Washington. They've got guys that can run, and, you know, Eric Ebron, the tight end, James Conner, the running back. They've got weapons, and Roethlisberger's healthy. That elbow's healthy now. Their offensive line does a nice job of protecting him. He's got the arm to make all the throws all across the field. They're running a little bit of RPO with him now. So their offense is a real threat. And the Titans defensively, the thing they need to shore up, and Mike Vrabel has talked about this, you know, for the last 5 weeks, is they've got to shore up their third down defense. They're really doing a good job on first and second down of getting people to third down, and sometimes third and double digit, but they're not doing a good job of getting them off the field. You know, opposing offenses are converting 57% of their third downs right now against the Titans, and you just can't do that, because that's giving the opposing offense too many chances at you.
Now, Coach, how's Jadeveon Clowney been playing for you guys? I've seen him on the highlights. He's getting around the quarterback. He's rushing the play, full of energy. So how's he been around the building every day and fitting in with Vrabel's defense again and causing havoc for you guys on defense as well, kind of getting the quarterbacks uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think he's getting comfortable in the system, and I think he's getting into football condition with what he's doing. He has been disrupted. He doesn't have the sack numbers yet, but he's got a lot of disruptions and a lot of pressures. And hopefully he can continue to gain footing and get in there. Also with Vic Beasley, hopefully he can get in and do that, you know, to be able to help, you know, with the rotation there at the outside backer, because you've got to be able to keep your defensive front fresh. Now that Jeffrey Simmons is back, you know, you're looking for that. You're looking for a little bit more pressure from the people up front so that you can use a little bit more people back there in the coverage. So I would say that David Clowney is progressing nicely since he's been here.
Coach Mack, I got to ask you, man, I know this is for you. Broadcasting has been your new thing since you're in retirement, Coach. I hear you on the broadcast. I hear your joy in your voice, man. How's it been, again, Keith, teaching listeners of Titans Radio and fans about the game of football, and Mike Keith as well, and how you bring energy to their broadcast every Sunday and giving the fans a great show? How's it been for you here every week, Coach? I know you're enjoying it. I hear your voice, man.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Yeah, you know, after 31 years coaching in the National Football League, and I've had several offers the last four seasons to go back into coaching, you know, as a senior defensive assistant and, you know, as an assistant head coach. But I really like what I'm doing here. I love living in Nashville. You know, I was out in California on Malibu Beach when they called me to ask me to come back here and do this. I absolutely love it. I love interacting with the fans. You know, I've got several radio shows here now. I've got my own show on Wednesday night with our executive producer, Rhett Bryan, called Mac Talk, where I just talk ball with all the fans and let people call in and talk ball. And I just really enjoy it. I've enjoyed the fact that fans are now starting to be able to come back to the games. But I absolutely love calling these ball games. Working with Mike Keith, who is a Hall of Fame announcer, you know, here in the state of Tennessee. I mean, it's a great life for Coach Mac right now. Believe me. And I feel very, very blessed and fortunate for this to be my 35th year in the National Football League. But it's very kind of you to say those things.
Hey, Coach, I tell you, you're still coaching me, Coach. I hear you from, I say, Coach is coaching the listeners. He's coaching. But I say, if you listen to him, he's coaching you guys. Tell you about the NFL football for free. Get a free lesson. I love it, Coach. You make me so much better at my job, man. You just don't know, man.
All right. Well, I enjoy being on with you. It's always a pleasure. I know you love ball. It's always great to see you. Hope we can see you again once this COVID knocks down some.
Yes, sir, Coach. Same here, man. Have a happy Sunday, Coach. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddy. Stay safe, man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
All right, now it's Coach Mac on the Boss Man Show.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer, all the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.